This is Ian Griffin with Professionally Speaking and another interview with a member of the Northern California National Speakers Association Speakers Academy. I'm here with Emiko Hori. Hello, Emiko.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk. We're here in January, right before the 2013 program begins, and you've signed up for Speakers Academy, and I wanted to ask you about your interest in professional speaking. What are you involved with?
Yes, I'm interested because I am originally the musician. I'm a professional pianist. And one day I gave a presentation about the similarities between the music performance and the speech presentation to the business settings. That was in the Microsoft Center, not in the Microsoft Center, Microsoft Store. And people loved it. Uh-huh. I didn't realize that they really got engaged with me and they got connected, and there are a lot of things that I can talk about. And I went home and outlined everything, and I decided to write the book.
So you've written a book. What is the title of the book?
It's called Let's Play Speech. And the subtitle is A Practical Guide of How to Apply the Principles of Musical Performance to Delivering a Speech. It's a little long, but...
No, it sounds good. It's very clear that what you're saying then is your experience as a musician has helped other people become better speakers, yourself included.
Yes, I can give you some examples. Like, as a musician, I've been taught that the first 5 seconds when you walk on the center stage is the most critical part of the presentation. And my piano teacher, Miss Nariki, used to call that a stripper's walk. And the strippers, why? Because we are extremely vulnerable to the audience within that 5 seconds. And in some cases, people might immediately notice your personalities and attitude, and that can be very scary. And this is part of my book.
Okay. Now, it's funny that you said a stripper's walk wouldn't be the first thing that many people might have thought of, but I see you're also... got a reputation as being somebody who's quite funny and interested in comedy.
Well, I met Judy Carter. She's the author of the comedy Bible, and she thought I'm just particularly hysterical. Well, I am Japanese, and I used to have an accent, and people love that kind of jokes. Because I'm totally different, so I'm kind of wacky.
Okay, so when you give presentations, do you find that the audience is laughing? You're able to get humor into the speeches?
I try to be. I'm working on it.
Okay, great. Well, getting back to the book, will people be able to order this off Amazon?
Yes, it's going to be on Amazon in February. It's almost done, and just kind of final touch is there, and February is going to be in Amazon. Actually, people can find me in my website. If you're interested, my website is emikohorispeaks.com. It's emikohorispeaks.com. Or you can email me at info@emikohorispeaks.com.
Fantastic. Well, this is very interesting for me to hear about this analogy. I'd be very interested in reading your book when it comes out, because I can see that there will be many ways speakers can learn from musicians. Now, what else would you want to say about that?
Yes. It's all the presentations are the mindset, because I can tell one thing, that one day I was practicing this difficult piano piece over and over, and I missed a note. That was a day before my actual recital concert. And I was thinking about that note. I missed that note. I missed that note. I missed that note. The day after that, the real thing, sure enough, I missed that note. It's all the mindset. It's all psychology. It's like we musicians watch a lot of figure skaters or any of the athletes. And whenever I think the difference between the first prize winner and second prize winner is not the technique, but probably the mindset. I could be wrong, but mindset and also the strength of your brain. It's not physical strength, but I think it's more mental strength behind it. And then, as a musician, we've been trained a lot. And then when I go to like business settings and I tell them that it's all psychological. You have everything. It's just a mindset. If you feel like you didn't get it, then you didn't get it. And if you think you're gonna fail, then yes, sure enough, you're gonna fail. And these are the things that I've been trained a lot, and I'm now actually training, giving some advice to business settings. And
if there's one piece of advice you can share, just quickly, what would one tip be for speakers?
I would say just be yourself, but stripper's walk is the very basics, that you have to be your best 5 seconds before you walk on the stage. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, here we are now at the beginning of the year, and in a couple of weeks, the Speakers Academy training program, which lasts till November, will start. Why are you interested? What made you decide to sign up for that?
Well, main reason was that I wanted to promote my book. Mm-hmm. But it was not just that, but I was intrigued by the faculties and the people who are actually organizing this event and this program. I spoke to several people already that it's very impressive. They're high-profile professional speakers organizing this, everything. For the young professionals like us who is just starting out, and I think this is the best place for people like us to promote, and also learning about the business side of the presentation. Not particularly about yes, of course we can hone about the technical side of the speaking, but I believe this is the best place how to promote, how to market, and get really network with the high profile people in a really high professional level.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Emiko.
Thank you so much.